Thank you, Rich. Stay the course or chart a new direction. Which expression do you think is most needed within the GARBC in particular and independent fundamental Baptist circles at large? In my estimation, rather than picking one or the other, I would say both. Now, that answer does not come from a lack of leadership confidence nor a straddle-the-fence posture that tries to coddle factions. It is a realistic assessment of where we are as an association and as a larger movement today. Let me address the area of staying the course. I believe by conviction that a regular Baptist position is biblical and has merit today. I think it is wisest in moving forward that we not redefine or broaden our network to become more generic or non-denominational. I believe distinct theological positions such as dispensational premillennialism, congregational polity, a non-charismatic view of the gifts and the Spirit's ministry, creationism, the sanctity of life and marriage, to name a few, must not change. I believe preaching must retain a preeminent place in our churches. Pastors must continue to articulate God's word with confidence, skill, and love. Propositional truth is the commodity which the church is responsible to deliver and the world most needs to hear, whether it wants to or not. I believe a balanced view of separation that understands levels of personal, church, and associational cooperation without compromise, applied with wisdom, decisiveness, and gentleness is still the best way to go. I continue to believe within the family of association churches, all of which agree to the same doctrine, there is room for personalized approaches to ministry. We respect each other's freedoms. We willingly and humbly defer to each other when we come together. I continue to believe God has given the GARBC a tremendous platform for influence through our churches and our ministries. In my mind, none of this should change. Staying the course in these areas provides us with a North Star that should not be viewed as outdated, but as essential in keeping us from losing our way. There is also before us a great day of opportunity, demanding that we chart a new course in several areas. There are young Baptist leaders stepping to the forefront. They are pledging to stay the course with the heritage of our fellowship, but who also bring their creativity, insights, and energy to the table. We need these leaders. I am committed, as Paul was with Timothy, to see these men and women perpetuating our values and collaborating in building our association. To that end, we have been working as older and younger to launch The Quest, a network of young, regular Baptist leaders. A new website is the primary channel of communication for this group. For those of you who have your smartphones with you right now, log in on garbcquest.org. and you'll see the website. We are encouraging active participation in our fellowship. The website will feature 5 different sections: Christianity and culture, book reviews, ministry resources, preaching and theology, and soon to be added, church history. The site will include contributions from older and younger leaders. They do not want this site to be an exclusive domain of the under 40 crowd. As a matter of fact, one of the postings that was first presented was that of a theologically sound and substantive article on dispensational hermeneutics by Mike Stollard, and I think you'll find it of great interest. It'll be a 3 or 4 part posting. These young leaders have expressed a sincere desire to be mentored. To that end, Jim Vogel and I are initiating a bi-weekly 6-month mentoring program. We are opening this to a maximum of 7 men under 40 years of age, either in vocational ministry or preparing for ministry. Any who are interested in participating are invited to send an electronic letter stating your desire to be included in this group and your reasons for wanting to be involved. I am trusting that we will see a growing cadre of meaningful developmental relationships forming as older and younger pastors forge relationships. Jim and I are getting involved. We're doing it to set an example for others, and we hope that this whole Paul Timothy thing will spread throughout our fellowship. The GARBC was built in large part by the sweat equity of church planters. What once provided a river of new churches for the association has, in all honesty, dwindled to a trickle. God bless church planters. Our association needs a thoughtful, aggressive church planting strategy that does not violate our associational polity, but designs a coordinated plan to increase the flow of new churches. My administrative colleagues, the council members, an advisory team, along with the input of state representatives, have been contributing to a growing reservoir of information that will be used to devise a strategy. I hope over the next year to collaborate in constructing a church planting model proposal to set before you. I ask for your involvement. We are long overdue for action. The internet is providing amazing opportunities to communicate. During the last year, we have been testing a great new tool that is available to us. We are hosting online training events, working committee meetings, and even most recently, online prayer meetings. We are growing in our understanding of the online environment. We believe it holds enormous potential. It is our plan in the year ahead to have a significant number of online opportunities in which group learning and group problem solving take place with the aim of encouraging and enhancing the ministry of pastors and churches. We have expanded our ability to assist churches through consulting services. With the assistance of my GARBC colleagues, we are helping pastors and churches with pastoral placement, pastoral counsel, strategic planning, outreach strategies, church finance and business, pastor-deacon relations, and much, much more. We want to help you with your ministry. We invite you to take advantage of this service that is available to association churches. Our doctrinal heritage and ministry philosophy and approaches are worthy of broader exposure. I want to see our brightest minds writing and published. I am looking, and I want you to listen closely to this, I am looking for some committed donors who would help fund several important writing projects related to the perpetuating of our Baptist values and our doctrinal heritage. Voices who hold our position need to be heard. Serious books from a regular Baptist perspective need to be written. I ask for your help to that end. Some of you may have the financial means to assist with this. Others of you may be so burdened for this area that you know of people who have funds who would stand with us in this endeavor. Would you please let me know? I see a new day of opportunity among independent fundamental Baptists. As I travel and communicate in my role as national representative, I find dear brothers whose core values are the same as our values. With the council's encouragement, I am making a conscious effort to cultivate friendships with others with whom we share much in common. I think there are some unique possibilities that could grow out of these new contacts. Together, we could maximize our competencies and resources without disrupting the unique cultures that mark each group. In today's arena of theological and ministry practice discourse, the voices of biblical orthodoxy from a Baptist persuasion deserve to be heard. To help our churches better understand our association's ministries, services, and history, we have just completed a new special DVD presentation. My hope is that you will secure a copy of this, host an Association Sunday in your church, play the video, and take an offering to help this influential ministry. The DVD will be premiered in tomorrow night's service on Wednesday evening. On a personal note, I have maintained a full schedule of speaking, writing, networking, and ministry among pastors and churches. The schedule ahead is filling. My colleagues and I would love to be in more of your churches. Call and schedule a date soon, if you would. I have been pursuing continuing education. I completed another doctoral level course during the past year and will soon complete another. I plan to do one or two more in the year ahead and complete a degree that was begun several years ago and had to be set aside due to the demands of this position. Many of you know that I have provided leadership on a temporary basis for Regular Baptist Press for the past couple of years. It was my desire to see RBP gain a renewed sense of vision and structure, a retooled product line, and a clearly articulated educational philosophy to give guidance and intentionality to all that is done. Many of those goals have been achieved. The time has come to appoint a director of Regular Baptist Press who does not have to wear multiple hats. I hope that over the next 2 years, as funding is available, to find and appoint through the appropriate channels a leader for RBP that can give undivided attention and vision to this important arm of the GARBC that holds enormous potential and responsibility in the days ahead. On a very personal note, I thank you for permitting Daria and me the honor to represent this great fellowship of churches. We remain your servants, and I am going to ask something of a few of you this afternoon. In order to help relieve some of the expenses of the association, I would very much like to help in raising from some friends of the Greenings some additional monies that could be put in the general fund to help with our travel expenses. The association has picked those up and cares for them. We continue to receive and need support from churches, and I ask your faithfulness even in difficult, challenging times. I know the tendency to say, okay, it's a ministry organization, that's the first to go. We are helping countless numbers of churches, and this ministry is so vital in maintaining and preserving the integrity of our fellowship that We ask for your continued support. But some of you happen to be real close friends of the Greenings, and if God should so prompt, I just would ask that you might help us in underwriting some of the association expenses by contributing to the general fund, not to the Greenings, related to the Greenings Travel Fund in that way. Now I ask of you this, to stay the course and to chart with me a new direction. Let's go. Together we can accomplish more.